morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on my Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to devote the rest of her life to raising wayward chihuahuas, please welcome Alexis Thompson.
Oh, little cuties. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, que bonito.
So cute. And good morning to all of you, dear radio friends. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, in the year is 2024. Welcome to our show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your life. Sit back, relax. There's a couple of these today. Welcome also to English Language Day, German Beer Day, Impossible Astronaut Day, International Creator Day. Welcome to Nose Picking Day. Welcome to Lover's Day. Lover. Welcome to Movie Theater Day. Cherry Cheesecake Day. Welcome to, and maybe you're eating one of these right now, English Muffin Day.
Yum.
Welcome to Lost Dog Awareness Day, National Picnic Day, School Bus Drivers Day, Spanish Language Day, Take a Chance Day, Talk Like Shakespeare Day, World Book and Copyright Day, Welcome to World Laboratory Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee. Cheers. Cheers.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing well, Han Solo. Cheers.
That was delicious.
Thank you, Shakespeare. Oh.
To bean or not to bean. Always bean.
Yes.
To radio or not to radio? That is the question, isn't it? Yeah. Let's radio.
Well, we're glad that you've radioed with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very, very excited that you're here.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah. How you doing, Lex?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Sleep well?
Feeling good. Yeah, actually, I did.
Did you?
Fitting. Why do you sound so shocked?
No, I did. Did you? Really?
Yeah, my parents are here. So, yeah, we've been just, you know, filling the days, cranking things out. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well,
slept very good.
We know that when Emily visits, she brings two things.
Mm-hmm.
Her Dollar General bag, just in case.
Yeah,
and sure does. A list. I know. Doesn't she get a list for you?
She does.
Do you have a list this time?
Yes, we do.
Okay. How's that list going?
A nice long list. We're cranking it out slowly but surely. Yeah. I'm so grateful because sometimes the motivation, you know, just to get the other things done, you know, other things just take priority and then you just like, you know, you leapfrog them and then we're getting to them. So yeah, it feels really good. Some spring cleaning.
Oh.
Some organizing, some, you know, quality time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of that.
How long are they in town, Lex?
They are here until early next week.
Oh, nice.
And then my brother Jake comes tomorrow from L.A.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
A little mini family reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, it's been really good. How have you been sleeping?
Well, I actually slept well last night, but that all ends tonight. One day of good sleeping ends tonight because, the dog returns home.
Oh,
he's been at Grandma Dar's unaccredited potty training academy and, he returns home, today, right after the talk show. I'm going to go get him. And, we are very excited. But the shy, very quiet little boy, little puppy that we brought to my mother a week ago no longer exists. That dog is gone.
Oh.
And now it is replaced with a very hyper baby velociraptor. And that is what Milo sounds like now, yipping and yapping and talking a lot, bouncing a lot like boxers do. chewing on anything that stands still. You know, the puppy days. Yeah. So
cute. Well, he's not sleeping well. You just have to get him really tired.
No, I mean, he's been sleeping well for her.
Oh.
So my point is, I don't know
how it's another place.
It's a new, well, he's already been at our house, but it's been a few days, and then we immediately took him over to my mom's the very next day. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just doing a little bit adjusting.
A little, you know, and we had to have another talk with Mr. Big last night and just let Mr. Big know that he, you know, your life is changing again. It was just a reprieve. You met him one day and then he disappeared and you thought you're off the hook. No, you're not off the hook.
That's your brother.
So we showered him with love last night and just said, okay, this is your last official night as a only child. So I hope you enjoyed it, because that's all gone now. And he just kind of looked at me and cocked his head like Frenchies do. And then he went pee. And yeah, so we're all ready. I'm excited. Aww. I miss him. Colin misses him. Dar's done a great job. The dog Milo's basically potty trained in a week.
Wow.
And she's been crate training him. So leaving, following Katie Canine's advice of leaving for various amounts of time so he gets used to being in the crate. Because that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing Colin and I are the only thing really we're worried about is because Colin has a pretty normal job. So he used to be more flexible and worked from home a lot. Now he goes into the office 3 days a week. So, and then I'm obviously not available. I'm not at home until noon, 1 o'clock. So the child will be alone in a crate for about 3 to 4 hours. So if any of my neighbors are listening, let me take this opportunity to apologize in advance. You will be finding some Red Cow gift cards under your door soon. no joke. I'm writing them a little note today. Advanced apologizing if they hear yipping and yapping for the next few weeks for a couple hours. So,
do you have one of those puppy cams just set up to watch him?
Yeah, I do. I do. I had it. We disconnected it. We got it when Dex was in his chewing phase. Dexter consumed maybe 5 or 6 remote controls. So we have the Nest cameras. So we're still going to put him in a crate. We're going to crate train him. But if he starts yipping, it is a condo unit. So I just feel bad for my neighbors. But they're good people. I'm sure they'll understand. And they will also know that it's temporary.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's a puppy. Yeah,
it's a puppy. And he'll tire himself out. I don't think he'll yap for 3 hours straight. Especially with Biggie walking around, you know, Biggie will kind of stick his head probably in the by the kid, like, what the hell are you doing? So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's puppy days. I forgot. It's been a long time. It's been 9 years since we've gone through this. So,
yeah.
And it's all learning all over again. So,
man.
Thanks to Katie K9. She wrote a very nice email. So, Katie, I know you listen sometimes. Thank you. I appreciate your reminders, little bullet points that she has sent. So
she's the best. She's training us, really.
Yeah, really.
Speak That's dog. Really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or behavior, absolutely. At least.
Yeah.
And to communicate with each other using the same commands and, you know, doing all the things.
Yeah. When we come back, a little food talk. Pepsi and a new bakery.
Hey, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. If you have a question about your mortgage, maybe it's to refinance. You want to dip into your equity. To pay some bills, to pay for college, to buy the cabin you always wanted, or maybe it's just time to buy your first home. Well, the first call should be to David and the team at First Equity, because they are your live and local mortgage crew. They want to make sure that you're set up for success, and they do that by taking the time to get to know you. And they are independent, which is great. So you do get that personalized assistance that you need. But of course, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. And what's wonderful is that, especially if you are a first-time home buyer, the best thing after calling them is to get pre-approved for a mortgage. So you shop for a mortgage before you shop for a home, because it is home buying season right now, and that could be the edge that you have over other buyers. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. What's Bobby Flay doing, Lex?
Bobby Flay has announced a partnership with Pepsi. And there's two limited edition flavors for barbecues this summer. I'm wondering if you guys think these sound good. So Pepsi Lime and Pepsi Peach. Does that sound good at all? Either one?
Here's a problem with both. I don't like fake lime, and I don't like fake peach flavoring. So, but if I have to choose, like my life depended on it, right. I had someone said to me,
"You have to pick a Pepsi."
A wizard appeared to me and said, "I will grant you three wishes if you have Pepsi Peach or Pepsi Lime." I will say to the wizard, "I will do the lime."
Ah,
Mr. Wizard. Yeah.
Okay.
Holly
would totally drink the lime. The peach, I would have to be convinced. That needs a taste test. I get where they're going with the lime because Pepsi used to have that Pepsi Twist with the lemon flavoring in it back in the day.
Yes.
Back in the 90s or early 2000s. But peach and Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just already getting kind of a weird funk in my mouth.
Right. What's the aftertaste, right?
Yeah, what is that like?
Actually, that one sounds the best to me. Probably because it is different, and I love peach flavor. So,
is this a pop or is this a sauce?
No, it's a pop.
Oh,
yeah, it's Pepsi with the lime and the peach flavor.
Just crack it open.
Comes in 12-ounce and 20-ounce bottles, and it's limited edition. So maybe we should try some of this. Get a little a little taster.
And Bobby Flay is
Bobby Flay, yeah.
Because see. I would like a good, well, in this case, Pepsi, but a good cola, like a basting, a good basting sauce.
You know what? That might be one of the ways to do this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make a little reduction.
Yes, exactly.
Because
that's how I would use this crap. I wouldn't put it in my mouth. I wouldn't drink it.
You wouldn't drink it. Well, no. They're saying that it's really good with, you know, that rich barbecue flavor. The juicy meats and the juicy burgers fall off the bone ribs. That perfectly smoked brisket. They're saying this is just a great combo to drink with it. So look for that. If that sounds good to you, you might see it in your grocery store.
I remember it's something very similar to vanilla Cokes,
just a vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
I used to, my mom and my grandma used to take me to a place called Lindo's. It was one of those classic American diners that are in every town in America in the 50s, 60s, and going into the 80s, and they just kind of died out and replaced by other, you know, chain restaurants like Applebee's and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, sadly.
It's like a, you know, homegrown coffee shop with a full menu that's laminated. You guys know the kind of place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Perkins, but a local, you know, anyway.
Love.
My first introduction to vanilla Cokes were there, but they were homemade.
Yeah.
A homemade vanilla Coke.
Ooh, they have a soda fountain at this place?
They do.
Ooh.
And
big difference.
So when Coke came out with a prepackaged, you know, a manufactured vanilla Coke, I was so excited until I put it in my mouth. And then I'm like, oh, God, it tastes chemically. And it's just, you know, it's artificial. What I'm saying is like a Pepsi with a nice little lime squeeze. that could be good. But
yeah,
the artificial chemical lime flavor. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, if Bobby Flay's putting his name on it, maybe it's better.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some natural, and there's really nothing natural in the cola business, but
right.
Maybe it's more natural, and that's why Bobby's sticking his face on it. So I don't know. We could try it.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Ooh,
yeah, totally. Let's try.
Yeah.
We could do a morning show taste test.
Yeah.
With both of them. Yeah.
Look, we tried olive oil coffee.
There is that.
We could try these.
And pretty gross ice creams.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we tried tamarindo as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The macaroni and cheese ice cream is probably one of the worst taste tests we've ever done.
Yeah,
in the
vile
15-year history of our show. It was pretty disgusting.
The glass onion was pretty gross, too.
Oh God, yeah. That was even worse. That had chunks in it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I obviously couldn't try it when you guys tried it.
Tried it a different time. That's right.
Tried it on the TV show and about gagged. It was so vomitous. Yeah.
That's right. We tried it with Eric Perkins.
You tried it with Perk, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. He
he didn't like it either, did he?
No. Yeah, no. Did not at all.
Yeah, Perk has good taste. Yeah. Okay, let's...
Hey, I can fix this. Let's end this segment with something delicious, okay?
Okay.
I tried a new bakery, new to me. Now, my husband was like, he had tried this before, and he's a big bakery guy, loves the sweets. And so there was Junk Bonanza over the weekend on Saturday. And so, you know, I want to get my wifey points in, you know. And we went to Louisiana. That's one of my motivators in life.
Yeah.
We went to Louisiana Cafe, which is at Dale and... Selby, really delicious breakfast joint. And then I was like, hey, do you want me to bring you some cornbread? Or they have really good pecan rolls and cinnamon rolls. And he goes, nope, not today. Go around the corner and go to Marc Hue Patisserie, Paris.
Yeah.
Have you been there, Holly?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I have not.
His friend was, he'd been there before and, just showed me a picture. I mean, these are beautiful pastries. The chef there is just, his name is Mark, named after himself.
Yeah.
And he grew up in France, and reading his story on the website and just having the whole experience. You know, when we got there on Saturday, we had to wait outside in a line. Did you have to wait in line too, Holly?
Well, they have it roped off because so many people come.
Yes.
And they wait outside.
Yes.
And then they just sell until they sell out, which is usually before it closes. So don't go in the afternoon because you'll maybe get a croissant.
Yeah, they're open every day from 9 to 3 and just absolutely gorgeous. And the way they have the counter set up is they have like the little cakes, like the little tiny little cakes. And then they have the croissants, and then they have what they're calling cookies. It actually just looks like a big pastry, but they're absolutely beautiful.
What's it called again, Lex?
Wow, Marc Hue, H-E-U, Patisserie Paris.
Okay.
On Dale at Selby. And, it's just amazing. You'll love it. They cater. They let a couple people in. There's some seating in there, but what's great is that they have, you walk down the line and then, you know, they can answer any questions that you may have. And you could pick what you'd like. And
there's
cakes and tarts. And if there's any, yeah.
And they have outdoor seating right now, and it looks like a Parisian cafe, the way that it's set up. So the tables are set so they're facing out in the street. They got little umbrellas. It's all wee, wee, wee. Sorry, that was me saying that was the extent that I know of French. So.
That's great. Hey.
It's very fancy. And the little cakes, you know, are $10, but worth it.
Oh.
For five little bites, you know. Mm.
Or two if you have a very large mouth.
That's true. I guess you can shove it in one. But if you're looking for something special, this it feels special, and it is. It's just delicious. It's divine.
I love that. I love that. There you go.
And bring some home. You'll get your wifey points or your, you know, spouse points, kid points or whatever. Or for yourself.
Or don't bring it home for anyone. Be greedy. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Holly from your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. We were talking about scoring wifey points, husband points, but how about scoring some points for yourself? Doing it the smart way. Opening a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. And it's so easy to do. This is what I did when I made mine. I made my appointment online, stopped by my local branch in St. Paul for a personal consultation. Boom, now I am managing my money the smart way with Royal's Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, now I have access to my money, which is a good thing, with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.com. Open your account online or make an appointment to go and visit one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. They're across the Twin Cities. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com. Keyword Royal.
Okay. We got to call B. Arthur about that. That skip always scares me.
Lean into it.
Okay.
It's going to be okay.
Okay.
That Post Malone, he's not going to swear on here.
Okay. Oh, there's another one right there. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is, I think Lex is concerned about it too. I don't know. It just scares me. It's abrupt. But I do like this song. Let me rephrase it. It grows on me. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
But the more I hear it on our station, the more I enjoy it.
Yeah, Levi's Post Malone's really having a good well,
moment.
Two of the biggest superstars right now. He has singles with both of them that are hits.
Big hits.
With Taylor Swift and Beyonce, of course. Mm-hmm. This song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I read an article yesterday that made me very happy.
Ooh.
And it's not really pop culture-ish, but it kind of is. But it's just, it's some positive news. I think that's why I like this, because it's actual, there's really nothing good going on right now. It's just the news is horrible, no matter which direction you look.
Yeah.
But I was flipping through the internet. And I saw, and I think it's because my algorithm was feeding it to me because I've ridden the one in Florida. But the Brightline train is starting construction from California to Las Vegas.
Oh,
and okay. This is tremendous news. It is a true high speed train.
Okay.
From, and I know, Holly, you probably have visited. My aunt and uncle live there. Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Right off of the 280.
That's right. Lex, it will take you from Rancho Cucamonga, California, to Las Vegas in about 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Wow.
Which, unless you're my friend Haley Hurst, driving the way Haley Hurst does, it's usually a 3+ hour extravaganza. Holly, back me up on that one, right? I'm not spitballing there.
If you're lucky. If you don't get caught in traffic. If you don't go to the alien jerky store in Barstow.
That's never happened to you, has it, Holly?
Get distracted. Never. Not never. Once in my life.
They have so much different types of beef jerky. There's more than one. Which one did I go to? Maybe it was that one. But yeah, that's funny. I got a little mug there once. And of course, different types of beef jerky. It's very distracting. Holly. You're so right about that.
Okay, let me stick a stick in the Brightline. Now, damn it. Now I got to ask some follow-ups about the jerky
store. It's in Baker, California. Okay. Excuse me. Alien Fresh Jerky in Baker, California.
Why do they call it Alien Fresh?
Because it's alien-themed beef jerky. It's right off.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's right off the 15.
Well, it's all different flavors. Yeah.
You've been there, Lex?
I have. And you're right. I stopped. We were there at least an hour.
Oh my god.
Because there's so much to see. It's really a fun store to explore.
Oh my god.
Not in Barstow, but in Baker. So the main road that you take from LA to Vegas is the 15. Takes you right there. And there's a little town called Baker on your way. Now, tragic, RIP Bob's Big Boy in Baker, because that's why we would stop.
The Big Boy.
At the Big Boy. Oh, man. But Alien Fresh Jerky is still open.
All right.
Here I was thinking I was bringing an infrastructure story to the show. And it turns into a jerky ab fab. Only us.
Things get weird in the desert, Jason.
That's right.
Alien
you're right.
Fresh jerky. Now,
I also like, what are the chances both of you, both of you went to the Alien Jerky store? Now, what the hell are the chances of that? I mean,
well,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well,
know,
the next time that you're taking a but road trip, Jason.
Yeah.
You too can stop at the Alien Jerky store.
You're making a trifecta.
Yeah, Alien Fresh Jerky.
Yeah.
Lex, do you remember any of the jerky that tempted your palate?
The lemon pepper was really good. They also have like different flavors of, you know, heat. If you like heat.
Mm-hmm. Levels of heat.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flavors of that.
Depths of heat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, smoked, double smoked, pepper.
Triple smoked.
Beef jerky. What I really loved was all the alien stuff inside. You know, there's just, it's, I bet they had a lot of fun decorating, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and all the merch, too. They have a ton of merch. Shirts, and I bought a mug.
Oh, my God.
But there's a whole wall of beef jerky. It's been a few years now. Because they also had, like, barbecue sauce and, you know, other things, too, with aliens on it.
Yeah, also in Baker, California, the world's tallest thermometer.
Interesting. Well, I missed that.
I'm going to book my flight this weekend. I got to get out there.
Oh, you're going to have to hitch a ride with an alien, Jason, because I don't know if any airplane will be landing in Baker, California anytime soon.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But this train,
back to the bullet train.
Back to the bullet train. When is this supposed to be completed?
Well, this is great. So, again, it's going to go Rancho, Cucamonga to Vegas. And there is, so that's done. Mayor Pete, Secretary Pete was already there. They broke ground yesterday. That's why this was in the news yesterday. Yeah, this isn't a pipe dream. This doesn't have to go through 18 committees. An 18, putting it mildly. This is done. Like, this has been, they've been talking about this for decades. Now, this will be done by the time of the Olympics in California. So by 2028. And this is fantastic. So, and then there's a separate bill making its way through California. And if they're smart, they'll get this done. That will connect, it'll be another bright line that will connect LA to Rancho Cucamonga. Which is what they need. Then it can be just, and that's what they have in Florida. That's the whole reason I'm bringing this up. Well, I'm bringing this up for several reasons. A, it's good news. B, I have loved, I have ridden the Bright Line several times, and I'm a big, big advocate for it. The one in Florida is modern and convenient and nice and the stations are gorgeous. They have bakeries and cocktail lounges, and it's unlike any train station we have in America. No offense to the Amtrak, but it's fantastic and very, very convenient. So if the California train, this one's going to go faster than the one in Florida.
Wow.
This is an actual high speed train. The one in Florida has to slow down. I'm not going to get into the jurisdiction hiccups, but it has to speed up and slow down through different cities, but it's still hella fast to get to Fort Lauderdale from Orlando. I truly loved it. So good news.
It's so smart, especially with the Olympics and people wanting to gamble and, you know, find some hookers and stuff.
Sure, jump on the Bright Line to get a hooker.
Yeah. That's right.
Get on the Bright Line and have some fun in Vegas.
Yeah.
The best news is the route for the Bright Line West train passes directly by the alien beef jerky.
Oh! Look at that.
Oh, my God. Ryan
along
around.
The 15.
You can wave.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I wish, you know, this country would embrace more of a train infrastructure, period.
Thank you.
Across the system. Man, if I could ride trains and ride my bike everywhere, I'd be happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look, it's hella expensive.
I love riding the train.
Yeah. I just wish we could do it and not just rely on the freight rails, because that's where the system gets gummed up, is the sharing of the tracks, and freight always gets the upper hand in that. So I wish we had a bright line from Minneapolis to Chicago. I really do. I think, and then another. I don't know. I do know. I think it would be. I think it would be used. I think it would be profitable.
Yes.
And anyway. Oh. So I think it'd be fantastic. I wish we had a fast train up to Duluth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A fast train. Yeah.
A fast one, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I would. If the Bright Line were everywhere, I would truly take, everyone would. If you rode the Bright Line, you know what I'm talking about. You're nodding your head. It was just such an enjoyable experience for Colin and me. It was one of the highlights of my winter break, because we inadvertently had to ride it twice. And it exceeded my expectations. I walked off that train a big fan of that train. So,
wow.
Congratulations, California and Nevada. You did it.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Go see those aliens.
Go see, get that beef jerky.
Yeah.
When we come back, Anne Hathaway talks about the grossness of some of her early days in Hollywood. Plus, Tom Holland delivers some good news.
Ooh, Rebath can help you design the bathroom of your dreams, or just one that's functional. Maybe you're looking at your bathroom and going, ooh, we need to do something in here. It's time. Well, have Rebath. Have a designer come out to your home. You can sign up at rebath.com, and they'll bring the showroom to you. Hundreds of options. They'll look at your space, look at your budget, and come up with a beautiful design. They can do complete bathroom remodels. Maybe you need a tub or shower update or a switch. They can also do aging and accessibility solutions. They've got you. It's a one-stop shop, and they cover the entire process from design to done. Remove, replace, remodel. So if you are looking to see what they can do for you, sign up at rebath.com. A designer will come to you, or you can stop in their showroom, and that is in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. And you'll see a replica of my bathroom and the choices that we made as well. You can check it out. Meet a designer, rebath.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Wednesday, will Sarah take a dive?
What am I, nuts?
It's a trip on Real People. Then will Mrs. G go to jail when the girls become computer thieves on Facts of Life? And will Alex coach champs, or is he too tough for the Pee Wee League?
Hey, I cut back on their steroids, didn't I?
On Family Ties.
Be there.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
NBC wanted you to be there Tuesday nights in 1983. With a new episode of Real People, followed by the Facts of Life and Family Ties.
Did you watch Real People?
I did. And I recently did a YouTube deep dive into that show. It's fascinating. It really was a precursor to the reality shows that we have today. People usually say that about the real world, and it is.
Yeah.
The real world really was. But if you want to go one more step back, Real People debuted on NBC when NBC was in the turlet. The only good thing on in 1979 on NBC was Johnny Carson. And NBC tapped the producers of Laugh-In, and they did kind of a reality show with several hosts. And it was kind of America's Funniest Home Videos-ish, where that featured stories of real Americans with weird hobbies, weird habits, weird jobs, funny stories, touching stories, done in front of a studio audience with some light gags and stuff. It was, if you get a moment, Real People still has a YouTube channel. Click on it and watch some of the highlights. Yeah, it's, I went into a deep dive a couple days ago because I remember watching it as a kid, and that theme song will get stuck in your head. It's an instrumental theme song, and if you were alive in the 80s, once you hear it again, you won't be able to not hear it. So there we go. Welcome back. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Holly gave us a tidbit at the very top. What's Anne Hathaway saying?
Okay, so she has starred and produced a new romance called The Idea of You, where a woman falls in love with a much younger boy band pop star.
Oh.
And so to promote that, she's did an interview with V Magazine, and she's talking about some interesting ways or casting calls that she experienced in Hollywood early in her career to test the chemistry with her co-stars. So this is back in the 2000s. She says that it was considered normal to ask an actor to make out with other actors to test for chemistry. And she, at the time, was like, this is really the worst way to do this. I feel very uncomfortable. And what they said was, hey, we've got 10 guys coming in, and you're already cast, so we got to see, you know, who you have chemistry with. Aren't you excited to make out with all of them? She thought, wow, there must be something wrong with me. I wasn't excited, and it sounded gross. But she just went with it and did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was right. I don't think they'd get away with that today.
No. No, they would not. And I think we were naive. I would have thought that this stopped years before it stopped.
Yeah.
The fact that they were still doing this into the 2000s, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago. And she also, you know, at the time, too, she's like, I was just so young. I didn't know that this was how it's done, even though I didn't feel comfortable. And also, here's the other thing that you have to worry about, even when you're a child star, is that later on, you don't, or just reputation, you don't want to be labeled as difficult.
No.
Because that happens all the time.
Right. Well, and then
sadly,
then thinking about how Anne Hathaway's reputation took a nosedive because
it did.
It wasn't that she was labeled difficult. It was that she was too earnest and excited about winning awards and being a star.
Yes. You just can't win.
No. And and also, just practically speaking, just because you can make out with somebody, that means you have, that doesn't make any sense to me because you can
chemistry.
Make out with them. Yeah, that's it. No, it's an intangible. So why don't you just have them read the lines. Read the lines with each other.
Yeah.
That's gross. Because it would never be done in the reverse. Well, maybe it would be, but for the benefit of the guy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I mean? Yeah,
I'm
all right.
Do some chemistry tests with you. I need to make sure that, you know, we've got the right thing going on.
Yeah.
There you go.
So call in the first girl from the hallway of the days from the Days Inn or wherever the Burbank, the Burbank Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
The Beverly Garland Holiday Inn. Okay.
Yeah. Come on in. You're what? You're Lucy. Come on in, Lucy.
Lucy.
This is Steve. Go ahead, Lucy. Say hi to Steve and start kissing. You know, that's so gross.
Blech.
Blech.
Yeah.
And
I guess some would light up with that, the idea of that. I guess we've got some examples of, think about the Bachelor Nation.
Well, thank God B. Arthur didn't make us make out, Lex, before we started
gosh.
The groove.
Right?
You know, a chemistry test between me,
like,
you, and Meredith. Yeah. Okay, I need you and Meredith to go make out with Alexis. Come on. See if you guys have chemistry.
We're like siblings.
Right? I know.
And
okay, we're going to bring Marley onto the show. Let's all make out. Let's see if we have chemistry.
And April?
April. Okay, April, start smooching. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, no. Ugh, yuck.
No.
Ooh, and if the idea of you is something that you'd like to see, it's a romantic movie. It's on Prime Video May 2nd.
Okay.
Let's put that out there, too.
So here's a not gross story to end the hour.
Okay.
So there have been rumors, but nothing really confirmed. People assumed, but again, nothing confirmed, that there was going to be another Spider-Man within the Tom Holland Spider-Man universe. But
yes.
For the third time, nothing was confirmed.
Mm.
Well, Tommy Boy did an interview, and it cemented my love of him for several reasons. First, he did confirm that there will be a Spider-Man 4. Everyone wants it to happen, including him. And he said something that just warmed every part of my body.
Ooh.
And that was a show of appreciation for the character, and not so much a reverence, but just appreciation. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, not an exact quote, but pretty darn close. He said, "Spider-Man gave me everything."
Zendaya. So oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think he meant.
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Wow. It was God. It was like what Alexis did with the train story. It was like, "Hey, they're building a bright line." Space jerky. You know, yeah. Anyway, so he said Spider-Man gave me everything.
Yeah.
So I will always be interested in participating in Spider-Man.
Yes.
And it was just very. It was very sweet. It was very much like, "Hey, I get the importance of this in my life and others' life. I'm not sick of it. I don't begrudge it. I don't hate it now because, you know, it brought me unyielding fame."
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. It just makes me like the kid. Not the kid. He's an adult. But it makes me like him even more. And I was already a big Tom
Holland
fan.
He's so lovable. He really is. He's perfect in that role. And yeah, having some gratitude for the work you're doing is just awesome.
And Zendaya!
And Zendaya, and Holly, too, thank guys. You. Yeah, Spider-Man brought him Zendaya too. Yeah, you know what? I think sure he was, as they say in the South, that boy was raised right. If you look at his father and his brothers, he has a good foundation. And I think he was just the reason he's a good guy is because he, you know, had really good parents.
Yeah, I know nothing about his family. They're
very close.
Too, or?
No, well, his brothers are involved in different ways, but they're just a very close family, and they watched over Tom from his days on the stage when he was a dancer. So he didn't, you know, wasn't permitted to get into any type of shenanigans, and yeah.
Well, I know personally, my 4-year-old is very excited for more Spider-Man.
Oh,
so
yes.
So it will be a big hit in our home.
Yep. When we come back, we will begin the second hour with recycled diapers. Next. 150 million reasons to love our airport. Hey, everybody, it's Jason live this morning for MSP, number one in our hearts and on lists across the country. When you go to another airport, the minute you land, you go, "Oh, I'm glad my vacation started," and ugh, this is nothing like MSP. No, all kidding aside, get to MSP early. Not only will it help you de-stress, but you could also try everything that our airport has to offer. They have art all over the place. They also have the award-winning bathrooms. I know, laugh if you will, but they're stunning. They have a golf simulator. They have ramen vending machines. Come on! And such a great mix of national brands, talking to you, Dunkin' Donuts, and local brands like Red Cow and Justin Sutherland's new creation, Northern Soul. Get that chicken sandwich. So, pack, get in the car early, and get to MSP.